why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. Lord, for the friends I have loved and lost, it has still been just in the pain of my forefathers' grandchildren. I hope it's not.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen. Today's Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2022. Our show will be about current events. I'll be discussing items that made the news that probably shouldn't have, and more importantly, items that did not make the news that should have. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, and as always, we'll start with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them, where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. Well, let's get started. Lots of news to cover. This is typically a 30-minute show, and there's a lot to go through today, so I'll get started right away. There's a jury trial has been ordered for the Don Lemon sexual assault case. This information came out February 9th. He is a host on CNN. So a jury trial. That should be an interesting case there. In business news, Pfizer's revenue in 2021 was $36.8 billion from the vax alone. Let me repeat that. In 2021, that's the calendar year, January through December, $36.8 billion. A very few companies make that in a year alone. Pfizer made it on the sales of the vaccine alone. Actually, that's basically just one line item, one segment there of their business, and a big one. So keep in mind, when you go to get the vax, for those who have gotten it and they say that it's free, why not get it because it's free? Remember, it's fairly expensive to make and much more profitable to sell. Yes, the user, ourselves, if you happen to get it, it's free, doesn't cost us anything. The insurance companies are handling it. But think of the companies that are making it. Pfizer, revenue in 2021 was $36.8 billion. And keep in mind, Johnson & Johnson makes this, and Moderna. So when those of us screaming from the rooftops when COVID first came into existence, and it's two, three years ago, and we said, it doesn't matter about the virus. I'd be more concerned if a vaccine gets introduced, and worse, if it gets mandated that you take it, because some companies are going to be very, very wealthy. Well, we're starting to see that now. Also, Trump's new social media site looks to launch by the end of March. That'll be very interesting to get that. Devin Nunes is CEO of that company. It's a new branch. It's a new company started for social media, and it's a way to avoid all the censorship that's going on in the real mainstream media now with Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all the Twitter, all the censorship that's going on. Trump's going to come up with a site that's going to be just regular, no censoring, so the truth can finally get out there. There was a high school shooting in Buffalo, New York, February 9th. Not sure if there's any relevancy to that, but I wanted to bring it up as food for thought. Not sure if that's a real authentic event, I'll call it, or if it was an orchestrated deal. I'm guessing because it cycled in and out of the news within a day. It was probably just a legitimate shooting with nothing to gain from folks pushing an agenda like these other shootings. Speaking of shootings, 4 years ago today, the Parkland shooting, with Patsy Nicholas Cruz being blamed for shooting of, I think it was 16 individuals there at that school. And that was 4 years ago today. That was another one of those orchestrated shootings that kind of fell flat on its face the day that it happened, as the actual witness accounts, things, folks that were there did not make sense as far as what was coming out of the news that day, as far as these folks, the school students, students being shot and whatnot. Remember when they arrested Nicholas Cruz on the ground, he kind of snapped out of it and says to the police, what's going on? What just happened? Didn't know what, he was kind of out of it, didn't know what happened. And remember, there was no school that day. They were let out at noon. And so school was closed, school was canceled, the students went home. And allegedly we had this school shooting that involved all these students and whatnot. Always listen to the first reports that come out on an event like that with the witnesses that come out, because those reports are later scrubbed from the internet and from the news. And then the narrative falls right into line about how awful this was. A life insurance company revealed unexplained, overwhelming and unexplained increase in all-cause deaths for those aged 18 to 49 years old. This came out February 8th, a 40% increase they announced after doing an actuarial study of an increase in deaths by 40% by this life insurance company. Very, very interesting. Now, we know that in the mainstream news, we're hearing this about COVID and how deadly it is. But what we've been trying to talk about the last 7, 8, 9 months is the vaccinations. Those getting the vaccination and the boosters are the ones actually dying. That's what's causing the deaths. And you notice that they use the phrase all-cause deaths, whether it was car accidents, natural causes, heart attack, stroke, COVID, whatever. They're seeing an increase in deaths jumping huge in the 18 to 49 age bracket. And so I think the interesting thing is here, when the COVID first came out, it was going after and attacking and having more success, I'll call it that, with the elderly patients in the nursing homes and whatnot. And the senior citizens were the ones dying from it. But we're seeing this 18 to 49 year old age bracket go up, jump by 40%. And I think what that's relating to, and only time will tell, it's those getting the vaccine and the ones having the heart, the strokes, the myocarditis, and things like that after getting the vaccine. Now, speaking of the vaccine, remember that the third dose, the Omicron, when that came out, the doses that they were giving people were allegedly, now allegedly I'm saying, was spiked or included with the AIDS, not the AIDS vaccine, but the actual AIDS itself, the virus that causes AIDS, HIV. And so they were injecting people with that, was the thought. Now, the only reason there's substantial data to back that up or to prove it is that people are coming up with AIDS, getting tested for AIDS in much larger sequences and amounts. So much so that they had to come out and say that the people getting the recent boosters and the vaccines, there's something in it that's causing false positives in HIV testing. So if you go and get tested for HIV, AIDS, and it comes back positive, what they're saying, what the mainstream is saying, is that there's something in the vaccine that's causing that. What they're doing is lying to you and saying that's just some blip in the radar. It's something that doesn't make sense, and it's an anomaly. Well, it's also going further to prove those claims that part of that vaccine is AIDS itself is getting in there. That's another way to kill off the folks, because it's not working. Their plan's not working. So why not get rid of the AIDS if they've got all these vials sitting around to not being used? Why not inject people with the deadly virus? Remember, AIDS is another disease, a virus that was created in a lab, man-made creation, to wipe out folks, to wipe out the population. And now one good way to get rid of that is starting to inject it into humans. Remember what the U.S. government and the U.S. military did with the depleted uranium. Uranium, depleted uranium is so expensive to get rid of and to, I don't want to say recycle, but to dispose of. Why not create a war in the Middle East in Iraq and Afghanistan and over in the Gulf and then get rid of it all there. That's what they were using in those wars to fight in the Middle East, is getting rid of depleted uranium in the form of dropping it over the Middle East and the countries and having folks die over there because it's so expensive to get rid of here. Remember, when the U.S. military is involved, there's always multiple benefactors in operations like that. Number one, you get rid of it. Number two, you don't have to pay for it. Number three, you can dump it over there and have them die from it. That is the over and over blueprint, what we see with the U.S. military. And I'm talking about the rogue elements of the military here, the bad guys, the black hats. And so elements of the CIA and intelligence, if they are trying to get rid of the AIDS that were produced back in the 80s, and they're sitting on huge inventory, what better way to get rid of it to be injecting it as a vaccine for coronavirus? So all that is basically opinion and supposition and allegations, but the tests are true. People getting an HIV test are coming back positive for AIDS on this last, the recent doses, the recent vaccines, the recent boosters. That's the one that's suspicious, not the first ones. So keep that in mind. That is a fact. That is a fact. The Johnson & Johnson vax production was quietly suspended. Irregularities came up back on February 8th, and they were forced to shut down and halt production of the vax. This is another thing that does not make mainstream news, frontline news, front page news. Johnson & Johnson vax production quietly suspended. That's pretty important, I would think. Interesting. Now, we've got some mandates that were ending this last week. Nevada, the state of Nevada ended their mandates. The city of Denver, city of San Francisco, the state of Rhode Island. Today, it was Washington, D.C. They're lifting all these mandates, and we're getting the pushback, the results of this very effective caravan in Ottawa for the truckers to stop the vaccine mandates. It's getting very popular because the folks don't know how to deal with it in politics. They don't know what to do, and so they're lifting it to ease the backlash. This is very good news. Louis Gohmert this week. Louis Gohmert speaks on the House floor on February 8th about mail being delivered that was already opened to his office. And he was on the House floor talking about something else, and he made sure to get it on the record that mail being delivered to his office, in particular, there's a few documents that says do not open private sensitive information that he was waiting to receive, already came opened into his office. And he says, why is this? That's not the normal course of business to have those documents open before they reach the officials' desks there in legislation, the legislators. And so he on the House floor, he was on the record. So why was things being opened coming to my desk? So interesting thing there with Louis Gohmert. He was a good friend of Phil Haney, the DHS whistleblower that was killed coming up on 2 years ago this next week. Louis Gohmert was the one that when the death was first announced as a suicide, he said he did not believe that, he did not buy it, and he wanted an investigation to take place. Well, the investigation sounds like it's getting to be pretty close to being done on that, which we've heard nothing, absolutely nothing about in the mainstream. But that investigation coming out of Plymouth, California is where that's being done. It's almost done there. And something leads me to believe that maybe there was something involved with that investigation that may have been coming across his desk. But that's just consideration on my part, thinking that it may have something to do with that. Regardless, what the topic was, mail, private mail, was open in Louis Gohmert's office before it even reached him. That is not cool. Now, students arrested this last week in Loudoun County. Loudoun County in Virginia, Virginia. This is the one having all the problems with that sex case, with that rape that took place in that women's girls' room stall by a transgender or someone dressed up. A male was dressed up as a female, was in the women's or girls' bathroom at that school, and then carried on a couple rapes there that was making big news here last fall. This has nothing to do with this, but it just takes place in the same location. As far as what I'm getting to is the corruption there. Students are going to be arrested for not wearing masks. This was February 8th. Now we're in the middle of all these restrictions being lifted, all these good states and good cities lifting their mandates. But keep in mind, there's states and cities that are actually hammering down harder on the COVID. Loudoun County is one of those. There's an article that came out that our students were being arrested in school for not wearing masks. This is something that does not make the news, and I think it should be out there more. Maricopa County officials caught deleting archived files on the election machines. Now, once again, Maricopa County, Arizona, election fraud. This has been going on for months. Now the officials, it's come to see on a video, another video evidence caught deleting archived files. So what they say is that they didn't have room on the server, so they had to archive some files. But folks were saying, why are the files then deleted? So they went back to the date, looked at the dates of this stuff happening, and yes, they were captured on film, closed circuit film, deleting archived files. And so this is the actual voting year, not the old, not prior votes, not prior elections, but the current elections. You can't delete those archived files, especially in a case or a county like this where all this is still going on. So one more hammer there, nail in the coffin for Maricopa County. And we're going to start to see, I believe, this 50-state audit, the reality of this 50-state audit coming into reality here. So Maricopa County's got some huge problems. It's up to now 204 legislators that have signed a letter calling for a 50-state election audit. This I don't hear on the news at all. These 204 legislators are not calling for a couple of states to be audited for the election verification to audit their election results. These are calling for a 50-state election audit. Now that to me should be mainstream news. Very interesting. Now there's new COVID restrictions going on in Australia. Let's see, Austria. New COVID restrictions in Australia. So, randomly pulling over drivers and finding those not vaxxed. This came out through January 24th. That you can be randomly pulled over now. This is another fear tactic, randomly pulled over by law enforcement. And if you don't have a vaccine, or you can't show, or you can't provide proof of a vaccine, you will be fined. So once again, they're segregating the population based on that. Vaccinated people are good. Non-vaccinated people are bad. The point here is, remember the definition of vaccinated. At first, it was those who received the vaccination. Then it was those who received a vaccination plus a booster. Then it was something about a vaccination plus two boosters. I think right now in Australia, the definition of vaccinated is having the vaccination and three boosters. Three boosters is considered vaccinated. So not just randomly pulling over people that haven't been doing a good job and keeping up to speed, but the drivers themselves may or may not know what the definition of vaccinated means. Australia, it's a vaccination plus three boosters. That and only that will avoid you getting pulled over with the ticket there and a fine to pay. So it's also a moneymaker now. These tickets, people are paying the citations coming in who get busted for this and sent on their merry way, have still got to come in or mail in a check to pay that fine off. Inflation. We're seeing inflation rates at 7.5% under the Biden administration. Huge. Now, this past week, if you haven't been paying attention, Biden is introducing giving out crack pipes to the homeless. Now, I didn't hear much of this story. I didn't follow it. And I must admit, I didn't even really read too much about it. But after thinking it was a joke, I was unpleasantly surprised, I guess, to see that this is legit. So feel free to write in with your comments here on the show, or there's in the comment section of this of the show. Is he giving out or recommending giving out crack pipes to homeless people? Or is this some kind of a joke based on his son, Hunter? Very interesting. Now, if you get a chance to watch the J.P. Sears interview he did with Roseanne Barr this week, it's a 53-minute podcast interview. J.P. Sears is the comedian. He's been doing much of the episodes on Rumble with the coronavirus and the mandates and the vaccine masks and the mandates, doing it in a comical way. He's that redheaded guy with a beard, very, very funny, but sending out truth tellers, doing this red pilling to the public in the form of comedy, very good. He did a very good interview with Roseanne Barr saying how effective using comedy is on trying to wake up the general public, waking up those that are asleep. Sometimes humor is the most effective form to do that. And he does videos to make it sound how ludicrous it is if you take a step back and see what's actually going on in the world, how ludicrous this whole thing is. Speaking of ludicrous, autopsy results came back on Bob Saget dying in his hotel room in Orlando, Florida a couple weeks ago. They said, we don't know what happened to him. No foul play is involved. Autopsy comes back, showing he had multiple skull fractures near the eye sockets, the back of the skull. So, even with this information, law enforcement isn't going to do anything with it and say we're still not going to pursue it as nothing out of the ordinary with foul play. Well, someone, the medical examiner who did this, says it'd be the equivalent of getting hit with a baseball bat in the front of your head and the back of your head, or falling out of a building 30 feet up and hitting pavement. That's what the damage was. That was the equivalent of the damage to Bob Saget's head, falling to the street from 20 feet, 30 feet up, or someone hitting you forcibly with a baseball bat. Once again, this is no accidental death. This certainly is criminal in nature. Hopefully someone will wake up to this as to what's going on here and get that investigated. Now, what we see this last week is a series of distractions. Big news coming out of the White House saying that Trump has now been discovered of flushing documents down the White House toilets. This story comes out February 11th. And then we get the big story about Russia and the Ukraine, a big conflict coming, possible war, World War III, people getting troops ready, military getting their troops all set to deal with this conflict. Stop. Take a deep breath. Take a step back from the TV and wonder what's really going on here. What's really going on? These are distractions, folks. We get the news that hit that said 50 million doses of the vaccines are been recalled because they're showing up as false positives in HIV tests. There's one of your distractions. The other is the John Durham report. More insight on this John Durham investigation are coming to light here, mainly on Friday the news hit. So John Durham investigating the Russia collusion, the Steele dossier, the FISA warrants, the FISA surveillance, the illegal wiretapping of Trump and the Trump campaign before the election. Well, we get information now that comes out that a Georgia Tech internet tech executive named Rodney Jaffe, was involved and, in fact, hired to monitor the Trump activity on the web. Remember, this began in July of 2016. He wasn't elected and got into office until November. So when Trump says he was spied on, they were watching me, he was wiretapped, and we said this years ago, he was true. He was telling the truth. This was happening. They got Mark Elias from Perkins Coie, that law firm, was involved with this. Rodney Jaffe, the internet executive, was involved with this. And they were hired and working with Michael Sussman, who's already been indicted for this. These are the servers in Trump Tower. and the request to come in and the bill that they got for doing this came from the Hillary Clinton campaign, and it was paid from the Hillary Clinton campaign. So what we're getting to is Hillary Clinton, knowingly or unknowingly, her staff and her campaign paid the bill for the invoice for wiretapping the Trump campaign. Now, we've already got Michael Sussman, already indicted on this. He's connected to all this. We've already got the Kevin Kleinsmith indictment on this and Igor Danchenko. So all these things that were just allegations at one point are now coming out as true. These things were released on Friday, and we're getting all this news on CNN about this impending war coming out and Trump flushing documents down the toilet. These are distractions from the big, big news. Now, here we are on Monday, and I look at CNN and what's trending on Twitter, and they're saying that these allegations from the Durham report are nonsense about Trump. That's not the case. The Durham report, John Durham, the special counsel, what he's showing in his findings is evidence that these things did take place. Now, the other day, Donald Trump did a press release about this Durham indictment and this Durham case that's coming out, and he used the phrase Robert Durham. Thanks to Robert Durham and the special counsel for all his hard work. Now, we know his name is John Durham, but keep in mind, when Donald Trump makes a mistake like that, a noticeable mistake, a spelling mistake, a grammar mistake, or the wrong name, there's always reasons to that, reasons as to why he did this. Now, it might be a slight or a dig at Robert Mueller, but to use the name Robert Durham, it got passed. This did not just accidentally get past his staff, you know, and got leaked on Twitter. So he does things that are very interesting like that. Always keep those things in mind. Now, also things to follow this week. The freedom protest in Australia. All we see is the bad news going on in Australia, but there's very good things happening there with the freedom protest. Also, Biden's new appointee for the Department of Energy, Sam Brinton. He's going to be in charge of nuclear waste. Now, this is the cross-dresser, I kid you not, who is also in that puppy play, and there's images of him wearing a dress and whatnot. These are not jokes. These are not photo ops. These are not Photoshop. These are not things taken out of proportion. This is the truth that the CNN and MSNBC will not tell you. This guy, we got a cross-dresser now running in the Department of Energy. Look him up yourself. I'm not going to be here to tell you. Do your own research. But Sam Brinton, this is that same guy that we've talked about in the past on previous episodes. It's just, it's alarming. Now, Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, their population has 4 million adults, right? 4 million adults in Wisconsin. They're trying to figure out what to do with the election fraud. Well, the first thing to do is look at the registered voters. In Wisconsin, there's 7.1 million registered voters. There's only 4 million adults that live in the state. 4 million. So we already have an issue. But what they're going to say and what they're going to claim, once again, is that the voter rolls, the voter polls, the data, the roster is not up to date. They don't, you know, keep them clean. Well, that could account for 100,000, a couple thousand people. I don't know. Let's say 100,000. Let's say 500,000. It still doesn't account for being over by 3.1 million. That's where the issues is. And believe me, Wisconsin's going to be up on that as well as far as being looked at into what they're doing. And last of all this week, Ghislaine Maxwell, she did filed a motion to try to keep a new possible new trial under seal. The judge denied that this week to say, no, we can, if you're going to try and file for a new trial, it doesn't have to be under seal, doesn't have to be private, it can be open to the public. So once again, there could be a good judge working there because they denied that motion. That's all I've got for today. Remember now, we have new Truth Premium is on our website for only 99 cents per month. You will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up. today. Also, check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com, our Patreons, Alicia, Reverend Dave, and Dan. Also, donations this week from Janet, Lisa, and Reverend Dave. Thanks, everyone, for listening. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is February 14th, 2022.